Christian Audio presents Note to Self, The Discipline of Preaching to Yourself by Joe Thorne. Narrated by George W. Saris. Note to Self. To my wife, Jen, who speaks words of truth and grace to me more consistently and effectively than anyone else. Introduction. Preaching to ourselves. Christians value the preaching of Scripture and are genuinely excited when it is preached well, when God and the gospel are on full display. We like being challenged by the Word, and we need the comfort that comes from the heralding of God's promises to all who believe. We need good preaching. Yet many who value the preaching of Scripture by pastors and teachers are not benefiting from the kind of preaching that should be most consistent and personal, preaching to ourselves. The idea of preaching the gospel to ourselves is getting more press these days, but the actual work of preaching to ourselves seems to be slow in coming. We hear the basic concept and think, "Of course I need to do that." But where do we start? What does it mean? How do we actually do it? Let me begin by saying I think we need to talk a bit more broadly about this kind of private preaching. It is not just gospel that we need to preach to ourselves, but law and gospel. Just as the lost cannot come to know Christ apart from an understanding of law and gospel, neither will the believer grow in grace apart from the preaching of both law and gospel. I am hopeful that this brief introduction to the idea of preaching to ourselves will prove to be a helpful clarification and practical explanation of this spiritual discipline. Let's start with a definition. Preaching to ourselves is the personal act of applying the law and the gospel to our own lives, with the aim of experiencing the transforming grace of God, leading to ongoing faith, repentance, and greater godliness. It is critically important to sit under the preaching of the Word in your local church. Additionally, we can listen to podcasts and read books as God continues to work through His Word to impact our lives. But even in the midst of all of this listening, it is not enough to hear. We must take the Word preached and continue to preach it to ourselves. Good preaching always shows how truth is relevant, applicable, or experiential. But preachers can only take the Word so far. They do not know what lies in our hearts or the specific ways in which we may be struggling with doubt, fear, or failure. When hearing the Word preached, we still must apply it to our own hearts and lives. Therefore, my explanation of preaching to ourselves is applicable to those times when we hear another preach the Word to us, as well as when we take in God's Word privately. This personal devotional work is essential to our own health, but also to our effectiveness in sharing the law and the gospel with others. The more deeply we understand and experience law and gospel, the more capable we become in communicating and applying it to those around us. A good teacher or evangelist is first a good preacher to himself. Preaching the law to ourselves. This renewed interest in preaching the gospel to ourselves is good. But the gospel will remain cloudy, if not irrelevant to us, if we do not understand the law of God. When the Bible talks about God's law, it can take on different meanings depending on the author and the context. The law can be understood as the commands of God, the Scripture as a whole, or even a mistaken approach to God's commands that leads people away from the gospel. For our purposes, we are considering the law of God as His revealed will and standard of righteousness. This is summarized as loving God and neighbor, is organized in the Decalogue, and is taught in detail by the prophets, the apostles, and Jesus Himself. As we look at the law with the aim of preaching it well, we need to understand its purpose. Essentially, the law...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?